Happy August 6th. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you for letting me jump into your living room, or a lot of you have given me the feedback that you turn it on before you even get out of bed. One lady said that she is a slow morning person, and so she listens to Pray Every Day before she rolls out of bed and gets to her coffee. And so I am so blessed and thankful to be pre-coffee for her. So thank you. And you know, if you want to share a little testimony about Pray Every Day, I would love to hear it. You can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com. Tell us how you found the podcast, and maybe there's been something that I've prayed that the Holy Spirit has infused into you that is a testimony that would be encouraging for all of us to hear. So let me know. And thank you for doing that in advance. Okay, we're in Psalm 123, 123 in the New International Reader's Version, and it says this. It's just four verses. This is another song of ascent, by the way. I look up and pray to you. Your throne is in heaven. Slaves depend on their masters. A female slave depends on the woman she works for. In the same way, we depend on the Lord our God. We wait for him to have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, because people haven't stopped making fun of us. We have tried to put up with a lot from those who are proud. They were always laughing at us. Lord, I can just hear the anguish in this prayer, and I think a lot of us relate to it. And this is why I'm so grateful for the Psalms and the honesty that comes, even in a song of ascent, where they're walking up to Jerusalem to worship you, and yet they are sharing with you honestly how they feel. So Lord Jesus, I lift up my friend today who has people who have made fun of them, and it may not be right now. It may not be that they're being made fun of right now, or are with around a bunch of people who are proud and mean and bullies, but at least as I think about back on my own life, there have been these snapshots that have been so poignant and so vivid, and they like imprint in your memory of people being mean or bullying us. And a lot of times our identity can be wrapped up in the mean bully words that people have said over us. And so Lord, I pray for freedom today. I pray we would go back to that memory briefly, ask you to invade that memory in a positive way, and help us to realize that that whole situation was really not about us. When people insult one another, they're actually insulting the image of God in another. And so they're actually insulting you. And you have said that the insults of many have fallen on you. And so, Lord, thank you, first of all, for bearing the insults of many. Thank you for bearing betrayal on the cross, and bearing the insults and pains of many who have hurt you. And I remember just as you stood up upon the cross and you were breathing your last, you said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. In the meantime, they were mocking you, making fun of you, casting lots for your clothes. You are the example we need, Jesus, of how to react when someone is bullying toward us. Lord, you've also told us to love our enemies, which is not easy either. And all of this, as I pray, I realize I can't do this. I just can't. I don't have it within myself to do it. But we are endowed with the Holy Spirit. We who have followed after you have been given the gift of the Spirit within our hearts. It's been poured out, overflowing. You cannot measure it. We are now the temple of God. In the songs of ascent, we were walking up this hill to get to the temple of God. But in the New Testament, we are that temple. We don't have to try to ascend and try to reach our way to heaven. Heaven is within us. And so, Lord, for those who are hurt today, I pray desperately that you would bring healing from those bully words that have been spoken over them. I pray there would no longer be any power in those words, that the sting of them would be pulled out, and they'd be able to look at that memory nonchalantly. And also let it be a cautionary tale for how they treat others. And Lord, that's been one of the best things about looking back on bully words, is that I realize how much it hurt me And of course, I look back and see when I have bullied others with my own words and I have to repent in dust and ashes. But it also causes me to not want someone else to feel like that, which means I ask for your strength, the power of your Holy Spirit within me, not to do that to other people. And so that's what our prayer is today. Teach us to be kind-hearted to others, I pray, and even that toward our kids too, those who are parents of young or middle children, like middle grade children or high school children or adult children. Lord, temper our words so that they are full of kindness and truth. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So appreciate you, and I'm humbled that you join me every day. It's a privilege to pray for you. Thanks for letting me.